Good afternoon, Pike's Pharmacy.
At Pike's Pharmacy on Shamrock Drive, customers are waiting for their prescriptions.
Now, I have really good news. The good news is your pain medication is generically prescribed and will cost you nothing this month.
North Carolinians covered by Blue Cross Blue Shield are in luck for the next couple of months. Since February, the company has been waiving copays on all generic prescriptions. Generics are exact copies of brand name drugs whose patents have expired. By law, generic drugs are required to achieve the same level of chemical activity inside of the body as brand name ones. With very few exceptions, the law permits some minor differences between generics and brand name drugs. Charlotte pharmacist Jesse Pike.
They are focusing everyone's awareness to the equal nature of the generic versus the brand. This is really driving the point home using an economic lever that is truly amazing.
The rising cost of prescription drugs is one of the driving factors in the increase in healthcare costs in the United States. Companies like Blue Cross see generic drugs as a way to lower costs for the company and the consumer. Steve Finley is a healthcare analyst with Consumers Union.
Plans can save millions, tens of millions, and in some cases for the national plans, hundreds of millions of dollars by switching consumers to generic drugs. That may sound greedy or egregious or something, but remember, when they save money, the consumer saves money too.
But getting people to switch from brand name to generic drugs is not an easy task, says Mark Merritt of the Pharmaceutical Care Management Association, an advocacy group working to lower drug care costs for businesses and insurance companies.
The brand name drug industry spends literally billions of dollars a year, in some cases more than the automakers, on advertising. Consumers see these ads, get convinced that only that one brand name drug is the one for them.
Blue Cross Blue Shield is trying to address this perception issue. Ron Smith is the company's vice president of corporate pharmacy. He says the insurer wants to promote generics even before they're available to the public. An example is the branded cholesterol medication Zocor. A generic version of Zocor will be available for the first time June 23rd. Blue Cross is encouraging patients who may be taking other brand name cholesterol medications to instead try Zocor. The company is giving away coupons for Zocor in advance of the generic release.
In this way, what we're doing is we're talking about a branded medication that still has a high degree of familiarity, not only to patients, but also to physicians. And we're saying this medication is soon going to be available generically. Please consider this as an option if you're treating this given condition. And that is a very subtle change, but ultimately one that we believe will have significant improvements in generic rates.
Smith says so far the program seems to be working, albeit slowly. For the month of April, 350 of 40,000 targeted members switched to Zocor. Pharmacist Jesse Pike says it's getting the remaining 39,000-plus people to jump on the generic bandwagon that's difficult.
The only reason that they want the brand is because it is felt that it cannot possibly be the same if it costs five times as much.
In some cases, generics are actually manufactured by brand name companies, although the majority are still produced by firms that specialize in making generics. That said, some of the bigger pharmaceutical companies have begun buying up smaller firms that make generics, a trend that some industry watchers predict will continue as brand name firms see their market share eroded by generics. Even though in some instances big companies are making the drugs, and even though in most cases generics are cheaper, there is still some hesitation on the part of patients and some doctors to prescribe generic drugs. This dates back to the 60s and 70s, when there were some legitimate concerns about the quality of generic drugs. Again, healthcare analyst Steve Finley with Consumers Union.
Some doctors, particularly those who are over age 65 or 70, they remember that there were some issues many years ago. A surprising number of them still believe that the generic industry is sort of a stepchild to the brand industry, if you will.
Blue Cross is not the only company experimenting with this program. A few insurers in other states are trying similar plans to promote generic drugs to their subscribers. The Blue Cross program runs through the end of July. Whether or not any other insurers in North Carolina will adopt similar programs remains to be seen. For WFAE News, I'm Jamie Bedrin.